In the United States, voicing a strong opinion can get you denounced on Twitter. In Pakistan, voicing a strong opinion can get you killed. Today, a bomb blast targeting a politician's office killed 7 people, according to police.
In April, a civil society activist was murdered. She'd been calling attention to a murky counterinsurgency campaign at the time. She was killed in Karachi, the giant city we visit next.
It's a city where some people speak out in spite of the risk. They try what they can to gain the attention of the media. They often go to the place where they are found by NPR's Philip Reeves, who first brought us this story earlier this year.
Salma Lakhani is as mad as hell, and she's not going to take it anymore. That's why she's here, on a sidewalk in the middle of Karachi. She's come to complain about a man.
Well, I was his live-in girlfriend, and he got tired of me, and he just happened to kick me out. And he does not want to take care of me, and I am now ill.
Lakhani's sitting cross-legged on the ground. Traffic streams past, a few feet away. She's holding up a handwritten sign, excoriating her former lover.
And have you been here many times? Or?
No, this is my first time. I haven't made a career out of it yet, but now I will.
But why did you choose to come here to make this protest as opposed to making it anywhere else?
Where else should I go? Why don't you suggest?
Well, a lot of people, when they have grievances, they go on the internet.
I don't want to be hidden. I want people to see me, come and see me. I want to be on all the channels.
Lakhani thinks this sidewalk is a good place to come and get on TV because of its location. It's outside the gates of Karachi's press club. Every day people gather here, like supplicants at a temple, hoping a passing journalist will stop and listen.
You'll see them with their petitions in their hands, with their newspaper cuttings, with hope in their eyes.
Imran Aslam is president of Pakistan's GOTV network.
Basically, it's catharsis and it's confessional. You know, they want to be there, they want to sort of lament. The feeling is that the press and the media is the only way that their voices or their concerns can be amplified.
Karachi's Press Club is in a faded neoclassical mansion built in the mid-19th century during British colonial rule. Behind the gates, members and their guests sit in the garden, smoking and drinking tea. Club Secretary A.H. Khanzada says protesters come here because this is where you'll find the city's movers and shakers.
5 to 6 protests are being held daily, at least, every day.
People gather on this sidewalk because for the poor and dispossessed, there aren't many other options. Pakistan's courts are massively overloaded. Government is blighted by corruption and cronyism. Sakina Rahim and her husband Mohammed have been camping out here for 7 years. They came to tell the world that a feudal lord stole their land. Some journalists have stopped and listened. The couple produce a pile of old newspaper clippings to prove it. Other supplicants are less successful.
We have been arranged to drink a cup of tea for you, please, kindly.
Bashir Ahmed Magnejo seems desperate to tell his story to, well, anyone. He and his colleagues worked at a state-run bank, but were kicked out when it was privatized. Their trade union has had a protest tent here since 2009.
Journalists and journalism. Print media is not giving to us any space in their newspaper or print media.
So are you saying that the journalists in the club, which is just there, just right behind you, they're not coming to talk?
No, never at all. Not a single time.
Pakistan has hundreds of press clubs. Karachi's is the country's oldest and most prestigious, with a record of standing up to power, especially past military rulers.
There's a history behind it, particularly of the journalists, of the Karachi journalists, who have been, for years and years, have been fighting for the freedom of the press. So that is why we want to keep it as an institution of dissent.
Journalist Masa Abbas is a former club secretary who's won international acclaim for defending press freedom. He says the club does not allow anyone in uniform to enter.
Where are you? Where are you?
Out on the sidewalk, a fresh protest is underway. This one's against government atrocities in Pakistan's largest province, Balochistan. A dirty war is going on there between the state and separatist insurgents. Many people have disappeared. Pakistan's security agencies have a record of quashing publicity on this issue. That's another reason for choosing this sidewalk, says Khurram Ali Naya of the National Students' Federation.
Because it is the safest place where you can hold demonstrations.
Safest place?
Safest place.
How do you mean?
Because at any other place, there won't be any media. And if there will not be media, it will be easy for the state to inflict the violence. They can use any methods they want.
Pakistan's journalists are under pressure from the country's powerful intelligence agencies to play down coverage of Balochistan. So Naya isn't surprised that the press club people are showing little interest in today's demo.
Most of them know very well that their papers, their channels would not allow them to cover this kind of protests.
Journalist Masa Abbas says his colleagues do report these protests, but adds,
we always tell them, we don't guarantee the coverage. We'll go and file the story, but we can't guarantee whether the story will publish next day or not.
On the sidewalk, getting their story out isn't easy for anyone. Salma Lakhani spent the entire afternoon sitting in the heat and dust and is still as mad as hell. She wants to tell the TV channels about how her former boyfriend stole her passport and threw her onto the street with no money. But
nobody has come to me. Everyone has been bullying me like I'm a single woman. I should not be here. I should be like covered and act like a docile, timid woman, a subservient woman, and that's the last thing I am.
The secret, says sacked bank worker and sidewalk veteran Bashir Ahmed Magnejo, is never lose hope.
If I can say the words of the Shakespeare, that you can try, and finally you can achieve your target.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Karachi.